At a press conference this morning, the city controller's office announced an audit of the Philadelphia Parking Authority's spending habits. As Jim Saxa of WHYY's Planned Philly reports, the authority is used to being in the spotlight.
Remember Parking Wars? You know, that reality TV show about the Philadelphia Parking Authority in a city that hated it. The cameras may have stopped rolling years ago, but the war never really ended. And today, City Controller Rebecca Reinhart launched a new offensive against the authority.
So today I'm announcing that my office will be conducting a performance audit of the Parking Authority's on-street parking expenses.
The profits from the PPA's parking meters, tickets, and fines get split between City Hall and the school district. Last year, the PPA took in about $130 million in revenues from on-street parking, but a lot of that went to paying employees. So Reinhart's audit will focus on two simple questions.
Are the staffing levels reasonable or not reasonable? Are the salaries reasonable or not reasonable?
The PPA's executive director, Scott Petrie, says he welcomes the controller's audit. It's the first in a decade.
I think we're just due.
So bring it on, Petrie says, but only so long as the auditors fight fairly. Last year, the state auditor general accused the PPA of failing to collect unpaid tickets, costing the school $78 million in revenues. Petrie called that attack unfair. He says that the authority has one of the best collection rates in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that the $78 million is really, to me, is not in the report, is not in the audit. I can't figure it out, and I think you could call it, you know, a total fabrication, really, just to grab a headline.
And today's headline, auditors in the PPA ready themselves for battle. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.